So that's the two main areas that he wants. And it's because every time we come and we get in agreement with the pastor and he says, in Jesus' name, and we take it for that second, and then little pressure show up, then we change our path in an instant. I can't. I'm believing God for a job. Girl, they hadn't called me. They gave that job to a white man. You know they said they always give it to white men. And guess what they did? Guess what they did? Because you spoke it. I'm not going to get no raise this year. I just know I'm not going to get no raise because, let me tell you, the boss, he does not like me. And I heard that he said, that she said, that they was not going to give me a raise. And then you get in agreement. Yeah, girl, you sure right. I might as well not even plan for that raise. So there you are. Got 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people agreeing with you about the curse. And it says, where two of you agree as touching anything, it shall be done. It didn't say it was going to be done in the positive. It could be done in the negative. There are a lot of people in heaven right now that shouldn't be there because of the words of their mouth. When I was diagnosed with that, with breast cancer, I listened at the doctor. I did listen, but not one time did I come in agreement with what he said. I was going to go through the process. I went to every treatment. I went to my doctor's appointments. I went through the process, but my focus was on the promise. And I came out victorious. We got to stop agreeing with the curse. Something, and we get tight about $5 and $10. I mean, if I just had, you know, just the money to pay my light bill, why would you say that? What, and that's all you're going to get, just enough money. But God, I thank you for abundance. Your word says that I live in abundance. My barns overflow. My checking account overflow. And you keep saying it and you stay there. It doesn't matter what wind comes, hurricane, tornadoes, whatever. You stay with the promise. Doesn't matter what it look like. Take a self-check of your words. I said this in the Sunday school class. I said, I got a friend. She always said, girl, I'm going to be just like my mother. Just like my mother. She never got married. She stayed by herself. Guess what? She's not married. Staying by herself. Years of speaking those same words. Years. Christians. People with the Spirit of God living on the inside of them. I can't do this. I can't do that. I'm confused. I don't know how to do that. Every time they say something, I get confused. Everybody confused. Even a dog confused in my house. Girl, I'm just confused. I can't do this. I went to a job interview, and I know I'm not going to do well because I get real nervous when I get in front of a crowd of people. You know what I'm talking about. And then you got somebody else agreeing with you. You are operating where you don't want to be. We should be so full of faith in our words that when we speak something, we should know that it's going to come to pass. But our faith is in so much of the curse than it is the promises of God. If you look in the book of Genesis, you will see in his word where we are made little gods. We are Elohim. We are made in the image of likeness of God. And when God said, let there be, if we're made in his image and in his likeness, then when he said, let there be, we should be able to say, let there be. Amen. Let's operate in the covenant. We're covenant. We are royalty. But then, I put royalty on my car tag. I had some the little windbreakers, you know, windbreaker. I do put on air. I had put royalty on my windbreaker. You know what people say? Oh, she thinks she all it. She arrogant. She this. She that. I didn't care. Because I got the word to stand on. It said, I am a chosen priesthood. Is that not what it said? So we're all royalty. You should put it all over your house. Amen. So don't get caught up and shine away from the promise. The enemy will send some people to trick you out of your blessing. Now, what if I got offended and said, oh, girl, you know, Therese, get what? They said I wasn't royalty. I'm nothing, Therese, because they said it. This word is eternal. Cancer is not eternal. Diabetes is not eternal. Sickness is not eternal. Nothing is eternal but this. And it's the only thing that should be coming out of our mouth. I heard Keith Moore say this. He said, you know, people are saying, what's up? And people, you know, they answer back, nothing much. See how subtly the enemy will come in? When you should be saying, increase is what's up. My bank account just went up. You really want to know what went up? That's what's up. But see, we shy away. We want to get shame when it comes to the things of God. You got to stop that. Kenneth Copeland said this. He said for years he said Gloria talks really, really calmly and really soft. And he said she'll be riding in the back seat and he'll be driving. And he'll say, Gloria, I can't hear you. And she said, well, she'll speak a little loud. Gloria, I can't hear you. Say, okay, Ken. Well, I'm talking as loud as I can. Gloria, I can't hear you. But he was believing God to have his ears repaired. So every time he was saying, I can't hear you, guess what? The healing process stopped. Subtly.